Continuing the laws of Leil HaSeder, we are up to Ruhsa. Of course, we make the Tilat Yadayim at this point of the Seder. The Tilat Yadayim, like we're washing for bread, this time we're washing for Matzah, which is the bread of the holiday. And we make the Tilat Yadayim with a Beracha, as opposed to the first time that we made the Tilat Yadayim was without a Beracha. This time is with a Beracha. And then we move on to Motzi Matzah. The custom is that there's three matzot on the table. There's the two whole ones, and in between is the broken one. The custom is that the Baal HaBayit lifts all three matzot together, and he says the beracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. After he makes the beracha of Hamotzi, he drops the third matzah, so now he's only holding the top one and the broken one. He says the beracha of Al Achilat Matzah. Of course, he has kavanah to be Yotze and to be Motzi, the people that are listening. After he does that, he takes a piece of both, and the top and the middle one, he breaks it off, he dips it in salt, and he eats it immediately. Only after he puts it in his mouth does he give out to the people that are sitting around the Seder table. Now, preferably the halakha, one should eat at this stage two kezetim. That's two kezayits of matzah. Each kezayit, let's say, is 27 grams. So one should have 2 times 27 grams, minimally, and actually should eat a little more, because some of the matzah gets stuck in between the gums and between the teeth, and therefore if you're going to be exactly 57 grams, you're not going to eat 57 grams. So you should eat a little more. Eat 30 grams each kezayit, in order to make sure that you fulfill the mitzvah. One should have kavanah before he eats the matzah, that he's now about to fulfill a mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah. He should think that before he eats mitzvot tzrichot kavanah. Of course, one has to remember as well, you must lean to your left during the eating of the matzah. If a man did not lean to his left during the eating of the matzah, lo yatsa yedei chovato. If a lady, however, did not lean during the eating of the matzah, she is yotza yedei chovata. But again, the chetahila, the ladies have to be reminded as well to lean. Now, of course, the Baal HaBayit, preferably before he makes the hamotzi, should have the box of matzot next to him, in order that right after he makes the achilat matzah, he can give out to the people around the seder the proper shi'ur. Not that he should make the hamotzi now start looking where the box of matzah is and start giving it. Everything should be prepared already before the beracha, so there shouldn't be a hefsek between his beracha and the giving out of the matzah. Furthermore, one should not eat the matzah with anything that at the time of achilat matzah. Just a little salt if he wants. You cannot put a spread on it or dip it in water or soup or something like that to eat it in an easier way. You have to eat the matzah in the regular, normal fashion. Now, preferably, one should eat the matzah, the kezetim that we're talking about, within 7 minutes. Some have the minhag to try to eat the kezayit bevatahat, which means they put the matzah in their mouth, and they chew on it, and they swallow it bevatahat. As brought down, Chavavadya says that that's not necessary. It's enough so long as you eat the kezetim within 7 minutes. Then already you are yotze yedei chova. Furthermore, it should be pointed out, as we did in the previous halakha, that the zman of achilat matzah should be eaten lechetechila till chatzot, which means till midnight, the halakhic midnight. However, if somebody delays eating the motzi matzah after chatzot, so then already he cannot make the beracha of al achilat matzah. There is no tashlumin for somebody that missed eating the matzah on Leil Pesach. Furthermore, the obligation to eat the matzah, as we said, is only on Leil Pesach. And the question is, does one have to pay for his matzot before he buys it? When it comes to a lulav, we say that the Torah says lachem. It has to be yours. So therefore we're strict that when you buy your lulav, you shouldn't buy it on credit and tell the guy, well, I'll pay you after the holiday. Because according to the Torah, just by taking it, that's not enough kinyan. You have to pay the money. So therefore, the question is by matzah. Is it enough to, you know, give me 10 pounds and I'll take care of you after the holiday? So the Hakam of Adyah writes in Chazon of Adyah on page Pechet that lechetechilah, it's nice to pay obviously before the holiday, but it's not me'akev, because there's no law of lachem by matzah. the law of matzah is it cannot be stolen. So long as it's not stolen, you're yotze. So you didn't pay for it yet, it's not stolen, you're going to intend to pay. So for the maaseh, once you try, of course, to settle up his bills with the matzah before the holiday, but if he didn't, he is yotze lechetechila, and of course after the holiday he will pay.